My name is Michelle O'Roon. I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project. The date today is the 11th of October and it's now 5:22 a.m. Could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from, please?
Yes, I'm Kerry Phillips. I'm 47 and I'm from the West Midlands.
How are you feeling?
Okay, thank you.
Whereabouts are you from in the West Midlands?
Hales Owen.
What's it like? Describe.
It's okay. About 5 minutes from Birmingham.
Is it a small town or is it quite a big
place? It's a smallish town, you know, not very distinctive in itself. It's okay.
And how long have you lived there?
We've lived there roughly 20 years. Mm-hmm.
Is that where you were brought up, in that area?
No, I lived in Selly Oak before that, which is probably about 6 miles away, not far from Bourneville, where they make the chocolate.
Can you remember how you first heard about this project?
Yes, I think it was, I read it in a broadsheet about all the other artists that were applying for it, yes. And then I read in more detail about Gormley's proposal. And thought it was really interesting at the time.
What was it you liked about the idea behind the project, you think?
Because it included ordinary people and it brought them into the art environment.
Is that why you wanted to apply?
No, I didn't really want to apply because I wanted to be in it. I just thought it was a good idea to involve as many people as you can into any kind of art project. So. Not expecting, like most others, to be picked, so you just apply anyway, don't you?
When did you find out you had a place?
Probably about 5 weeks ago, something like that.
How did you feel when you found out?
Pleased, shocked, nervous.
Did lots of ideas run through your head as to how you might spend your time?
Yes, lots and lots of ideas of all kinds, and yes, lots of different ideas. You're going to ask me the first obvious one was just being naked, because that's the most easiest and straightforward, and but it's all been done now, so it's nothing new, so I'll put that one aside. There's lots of other ones to do with revealing the female body, you know, trying to bring in a little of political kind of gender, to do with the idealised female body. Even knitting, I wanted my husband to reveal me, and unwind the knitting, but he didn't fancy that, so I left that one. Yeah.
Has he been supportive of your decision to do that?
Yes, he has, yes, yeah.
Just going back to what you were saying there about getting naked, was that something you really thought about? Or?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Because it does, it's nothing wrong with it, and I quite admired the ones that have gone naked. But it's, you know, the point's been proven now, so there's no point.
But do you feel there's still a point to make about women that you mentioned afterwards?
Well, no, because I think it's been done, you know, quite successfully with some other plinthers.
So how are you going to spend your time while you're in the plinth?
Yes, I'm going to put people's faces in front of mine and reveal them 1 minute intervals or thereabouts. These are people's faces taken from those who I have come into contact with over the last couple of weeks, really. So really it's just a record of my life and the people I have just come into contact with, whether they're colleagues, family, friends, students, you know. So it's a small little personal record of that, really.
Where did the idea for that?
It came from the fact that I wanted to bring in again the ordinary folk, or the folk especially that wasn't aware of the project and not in that art aware environment, or don't read the right papers or don't listen to the right programs. So I wanted to bring in that that person, really.
You mentioned students.
Mm-hmm.
Does that link in with what you do for a living?
Yes, I teach.
What do you teach?
I teach art and design. Surprise, yeah.
Why do you say that?
Well, it's we are the people who know about this project, and you know, people say it's a good measure of British people, but it's not really. It's a good measure of a certain type of British person who is in the know, in the art know. So I have to disagree with that, really. So my little hour is to put that right in a little way.
I think there haven't been enough ordinary people, or people from other demographics.
Yes, I think probably, yeah. But how they would have done it, I don't know. I teach at a two little establishments, not little, an FE college and a small little referral unit. So my referral unit is specifically for teenage pregnant mums. So I also wanted to kind of bring them in on the project. Although there's only a handful as such, their images will be up there, sort of, so it's giving them a chance to be on the plinth as well.
Did you talk to them about?
Yes, I did. Yes, yeah, I told them all about it, and they didn't know anything about it, and they was just quite inquisitive about it, really.
Did they ask you why you wanted to do it?
Yeah, they asked me, and I told them because it's a great thing to do. You know, it's a one-off and one of the first, maybe many kinds of projects like this, hopefully.
Have you been involved in projects before?
No, not like that. No, not really, no.
So is it quite unusual for you to participate?
Oh, yes, it's really unusual. It's not something I'd do. It's not me at all. It's not something I'd do, and I'm not extrovert in any kind of way, so it is quite a big thing for me, yeah, which is another reason why I'm doing what I'm doing, because it's not me up there.
Will people see your face at all?
Oh, yes they will. Yeah, if I get it all wrong, they may see me for 30 minutes.
When did you start working with teenage mums?
A few years, 5-6 years ago.
What kind of experience has that been?
It's been fantastic. They're fantastic girls, and unfortunately, even Gordon Brown decides to kind of, gets the wrong end of what they're all about and suggests that they're only out there to get houses, and it's completely false. They don't get pregnant just to get houses. You know, a lot of them, they're great girls.
And how long would you be teaching the same, working with the same group of people? I mean, how long might they stay there?
They stay there until they get qualifications they need to go further to further education or a career. You know, that they get their qualifications, hopefully, that they haven't got from mainstream school for one reason or another.
Do many of them want to study art?
We have a few studying photography at the moment. They gain GCSEs and A-levels in art, and if they want to carry on, they can carry on after that.
So after you finished studying, what did you do? Did you go straight into teaching?
I did go straight into teaching, yes. Yeah.
And do you also produce your own work?
I'll try to, yeah, yeah. A member of the Birmingham Printmakers, and we have exhibitions now and again around the country, locally and nationally. Don't do as much as I'd like to do because I just don't have the time.
Could you describe your work? Perhaps what your interests are.
I'm not sure whether I can describe my work, to be honest. I don't think I have given enough time to really fully develop a specific direction for it, so it's a bit here and there, to be honest.
And how long have you been teaching at the FE?
Probably about 4 or 5 years.
How old are those?
Those will be 16 to 18.
The people that you've been working with, the people that you've talked about, both of those places, do they know that you're taking part in this morning?
Not so much the FE, only because my colleagues know. I didn't so much talk about with the students because I don't see them often enough to really sort of explain it, and I should have done, and I probably will next week.
If you weren't involved with the arts as you are, if you weren't an art teacher, where do you think you would have heard about this project?
I've no idea. Maybe, I don't know, it has been on the news, hasn't it? Or has it? I'm not sure. I don't know, because, you know, obviously I tend to read the art sections of the papers, so I'm sure that's the first place I heard of it, so I'm not sure, to be honest. I probably wouldn't have.
How do you think we could have got more people involved, or more diverse spectrum of people involved?
No idea. That's for him to figure it out. Maybe start with schools, I don't know. Actually, they should do one with kids, shouldn't they? School kids. That'd be good.
What's important to you, would you say?
I don't know. That's too broad a question. I can't answer that.
How do you like to spend your time when you're not working?
Doing sport. Triathlon. Just finished my first sprint triathlon, so that's quite good. So I like cycling, running and swimming. We often go down to the coast. My husband's surfs, and also get in the studio when I can, do some printmaking or painting.
Did you have to put a lot of training for the triathlon? Is that difficult?
Through the summer mainly, because I wasn't obviously working, so it felt okay because it was in September. So yeah, it was great. It was good.
Where was that?
It was the local sports club, a running club called Cobra in Haileswowen. It was their triathlon.
How did it feel to have completed that?
Oh, fantastic, it was really good, yeah. Well,
you know, quite sporty, have you always been quite sporty?
Not to that extent, I've always kept sport up, yeah. You know, a bit of swimming mainly, and a bit of cycling.
Do you have any reservations about doing this?
No, I've got no reservations. I just be glad when it's over, so I can get back to a normal life and get on with things.
Do you feel it's an interruption?
Yeah, I do, yeah. A pleasant interruption. Well, it will be afterwards.
Is there anything else you'd like to say before you go on?
No, I don't think so.
Thank you very much.